I want to give you another drill to use. This is called the sound round of perfect fifths. We have the grand round of perfect fifths, but we also want to have another drill. This is the second key I was telling you about. This is the sound round. Instead of spelling the interval, C, G, C, G, we're going to name the actual interval itself. We're going to sing it like this. Perfect fifth, perfect fifth, la, 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 la. Perfect fifth, perfect fifth, la, 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 la. Then we go up, perfect fifth, perfect fifth. I don't need to go through all that because I think you can see how it works. And you just go up as high as you feel comfortably, as high as you feel is comfortable for your own voice, and then you simply go down again, saying perfect fifth every time. It's a lot easier than doing the grand round because you don't have to worry about the spellings. But it's a very important drill because we're connecting the name of the interval, perfect fifth, with the sound of the interval. So I want you to practice that at least once. You won't have to practice that much because the sound is already contained in your grand round of fifths. Mostly when you practice, you're going to be doing your grand round of fifths. But I want you to practice the sound round of fifths at least once. Start on any tone, work your way all the way up, and as soon as it starts to get high, then just start going back down again. You don't have to go up to any particular note because you're not doing spellings anyway. So I'll let you figure out how the sound round works. Practice that at least once. Practice your grand round as often as you need to, and then